Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning, witches. It is April 9th, 2024. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Evolution of a Witch Prompt Journal. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Embrace each challenge in your life as an opportunity for self-transformation." Bernie Siegel. So we're talking about sweet pea in honor of our April birthdays, the sweet pea flower, and we're going to talk a little bit about the magical properties of sweet pea. So let's start, kind of see if we start with like folklore. Let's say folklore for tomorrow. So let's talk about magical correspondences. One, love and friendship, according to magicalspot.com. Sweet pea is believed to possess magical properties related to love and friendship. It can be used in spells or rituals to attract or enhance love, foster strong friendships, or bring harmony to relationships. Next, beauty and glamour. The enchanting beauty of sweet pea is associated with enhancing personal charm, grace, attractiveness. It can be used in glamour spells or rituals to amplify one's natural beauty and magnetism. Three, joy and happiness. Sweet pea is thought to bring joy and happiness and positive energy. It can be used in spells or rituals to uplift the mood, promote optimism, and attract happiness into one's life. Next, creativity and inspiration. Sweet pea is believed to stimulate creativity and inspire artistic endeavors. It can be used as a magical tool to unlock artistic potential, overcome creative blocks, or enhance imaginative abilities. And finally, protection and healing. Some practitioners associate sweet pea with protective energies and healing properties. It can be used in rituals or charms to provide spiritual protection, protect emotional well-being, or aid in healing processes. Moving into some headlines, this comes to us from mansionglobal.com. Perfect replica of Disneyland's Haunted Mansion is selling in Atlanta for $2.2 million. Former owners had the property built in 1996 using actual plans from the popular theme park attraction. There's even a mirror that talks back to you. Oh my gosh, I kind of wish it was the Disney World Haunted Mansion because that's the one I'm familiar with. But I'm so excited. This is so cool. I love, see, this is rich people being rich correctly. Like, have fun, you know? A frightening fantastical mansion in the Atlanta suburbs that's a replica of Disneyland's Haunted Mansion has hit the market for $2.2 million. Built in 1996, the one-of-a-kind property in the neighborhood of Sweet Bottom is a carbon copy of the haunted house that's considered one of the most popular attractions in Disney's Anaheim, California theme park. Quote, "The home is not haunted and there are no doom buggy rides, floating candelabras, graveyards, or floors that drop from underneath," said listing agent Gail Laney of REMAX, who brought the home to the market last week. "Instead, it's a pleasant surprise to all who enter." So they have a little haunted mansion plaque, and this is really cool. It's, I would definitely Google pictures. It's really beautiful. And yeah, it looks like they just kind of, so it's like they're not trying to replicate the Haunted Mansion ride. They're trying to replicate what the mansion was that was supposed to be haunted, if it makes any sense. But I think that's pretty neat. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, April 9th. The waxing crescent moon moves from the kiln of Aries to the pastures of Taurus today. Here, the moon conjuncts Mercury. Mercury is continuing to retrograde in Aries, and it's possible that our patience is wearing thin. Aries has a way of jumping the gun and getting ahead of itself, and with Mercury retrograde in Aries, we've possibly said some things that we really wish we could take back. This retrograde is all about examining our impulses, really taking a look at what drives us. It's those impulses that have us running at the mouth and possibly getting ourselves into trouble. This is a good time to explore different methods of impulse control. Is it counting to 10? Is it taking a deep breath? Is it allowing yourself to meditate for a bit on a decision before making it? Whatever it may be, now is the time to figure out what works and does not work for you, as you will be needing this skill set for the next couple of weeks. Your daily moon mantra is, "No man is free who cannot command himself." This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Revolution of a Witch is a prompt journal made for witches by witches. Do you believe in good versus evil? What three items would be used to summon you? Who has been the most impactful person in your practice? These questions are meant to not only help you think about life from new perspectives, but to elevate your magic as well. Whether you want to write your responses and move on, or use this journal as a jumping off point for future conversations with friends, Evolution of a Witch is a judgment-free space for you to share your thoughts and ideas. Evolution of a Witch by best-selling author Tanya Brown is available for order online at your local bookshop or wherever books are sold.
All right, we are back. So this comes to us from Teresa. Teresa says, "Have you done rain magic yet? I don't recall any. With the winter being an El Nino, yeah, there may be lots of rain." So yeah, let's talk about rain magic, which as someone from the South who knows more about hurricanes than any other weather event, yeah, I love some good old rain. So let's dig in. After I take a sip of my tea, of course. So this comes to us from housewitchstore.com, written by Kaylin Anderson. "Welcome to the season of summer storms, witches. One of my favorite parts of practicing witchcraft is the way it encourages me to wonder at, interact with, and ultimately connect with the natural world in a way I didn't before." And honestly, Kaylin, I freaking agree. I think that's a beautiful way to approach witchcraft. Sometimes I feel like we're so focused on being taught what to do, we forget that we are supposed to be connecting with the world around us. And yeah, I completely agree. So here are a few things Kaylin suggests. One, take a rain shower. My first suggestion for rainwater magic is a no-brainer that doesn't even require a vessel to collect your water in. One of the benefits of a summer storm basically is that you can often run out into one without freezing your buns off. As eternal fave Drew Barrymore says, if it's raining anywhere you are, just run out in the rain. Don't miss the opportunity. Few things feel more clearing, refreshing, and revitalizing than a refreshing shower straight from the rain. If you have a private place where you can run out into the rain naked, even better. But if you're like me, that would definitely cause a stir among your neighbors. A fully clothed frolic in the rain will do just fine. Yeah. Ugh. Elementally, water helps to clear and purify your energy, keeping things flowing. And now I wish it was raining. Now I want to go outside and take a shower in the rain. Ugh. Two, place a bowl on your altar. Many witches like to keep representations of each element on their altar, and a small vessel of rainwater is perfect for bringing in the water elements. You could use any rainwater for this if it's general working altar, or you can collect rainwater under certain astrological influences like the phase of the moon or solar season to suit it more specifically to your needs. Three, add it to your bath. Again, this is one you'll only want to do if you know the rainwater you've collected is fresh and clean. If standing out in the rain for a rain shower sounds a little chilly, you can add rainwater directly to your magical. Four, dress your candles with it. By now, you may be getting to understand why this list will be relatively short and sweet to get you started. You can basically use rainwater wherever you'd use other liquids in your spell casting, with exceptions, of course. But if you'd like to dress a spell candle but can't stand the feeling of oil all over your hands, try dressing it with rainwater. And 5, clean your crystals and magical tools with it. Of course, only use rainwater to clear and clean magical tools that you know will be safed with water. Yes, like there's a bunch of crystals that cannot touch water. Which one like completely disintegrates? Oh, I always forget. It's kind of like the one that you tend to see in like rods, and it has like a cloudy white look to it. Oh man, it's like. But yes, that definitely can't go in the water. 6, write out a sigil in invisible ink. Use rainwater to draw... Oh, selenite. Selenite cannot go in the water. Use rainwater to draw or paint a sigil onto a piece of paper, your floor, your wall, your body, anywhere. I personally like to use this technique on surfaces where a sigil will be visible momentarily before drying and disappearing. 7, clean your house with it. Yes, this is perfect. Cleaning and clearing using rainwater is such a wonderful idea to use in your cleansing routine. All right, let's see what else we can find. Althea Sebastani from LadyAlthea.com says, let's see, rain magic. Rain is associated with fertility. Deities, rains can bring life to the land and sustain it. To effectively use rainwater in your magic, you must first collect it with intent. Depending on how much you need, you may only need one jar, so hold it aloft, focusing on how you're going to put it to use. What is it you are going to achieve? If quantities of rainwater are needed, you could set up multiple jars around like your property, or maybe you can do, I hate to even bring this up, but isn't like catching rainwater like illegal in some places, which kind of astounds me. Isn't that a thing? Ugh, terrible. Reddit has some ideas. Soundless Screamer says rainwater has strong cleansing energies as well as psychic and emotional energy. Think of how it falls from the sky like tears, and it comes from heavens, so it has picked up energy from the cosmos. Knowing this, here are some ideas. 1, add some to your mop water for cleansing your house. Love. Take a ritual bath and add to it. Yes. Use it to make bedtime pillow spray to enhance your dreams. Oh, I love this. Could you imagine getting that like fresh rain vibe when you're falling asleep? Ugh, that sounds incredible. They say, I would add lavender oil, tea tree oil, and amethyst to the spray bottle. Fill it 3/4 with witch hazel and the rest with the rainwater. Oh my gosh, Soundless Screamer, you are a genius. I love that idea. Use it as an offering to any sky gods or gods of storm that you worship. Water your house plants with it, or water outdoor plants. Use it as an anointment for a candle. Cleanse water-safe crystals and add some to a love potion. I love this idea. Ugh, these ideas are making me really want to like go out in the rain. I have had the most intense urge to sleep outside for like a week. Seriously, all this weekend, it was like the perfect weather outside. It was like just below 70. It was like 68. And I would literally sit here staring out the window, fantasizing about taking a nap on the grass. I'd be like, all I want is to nap on the grass. And we really can't where I am right now because there's like critters outside. Peacocks took over our house last weekend. And like, I'm not being dramatic. Oh, there's a little squirrel. I'm not being dramatic when I say the peacocks took over our house. They were here from literally sunrise to sunset. They were on our roof. They were sitting on our porch, on our railing. They pooped everywhere. They were circling the house. They were like literally all over the place. So not that like, I don't know. I'm just, if I take a nap outside, I have to think, okay, coyotes, peacocks, you know, and I don't really want to deal with that. But I was talking about how maybe I can get like a hammock chair so I could take little naps outside, even though I really want to sleep on the grass. Yeah, I don't know why I'm feeling really naturey all of a sudden. And it's making me just want to roll around outside in the grass, which I should. I should just do it. I should just do it. And peacocks, coyotes be damned. I'm going to northern Florida this week. And I'm also going to Georgia this week. And I definitely know one of the properties has like a gorgeous amount of like really nice land. And I'm super curious if I can nod off like in the backyard or something. But yeah, I've just had this like intense urge. Maybe it'll rain and I can like open the windows a little bit. Is that nuts? I don't know. But yeah, I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling the nature. All right, witches. This was a short one, but I hope you enjoyed it. We're wrapping up this episode of The Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Emmy Jean, you fair avant-garde gnome, Karen Walker, you charming, tenacious Selkie, Tiffany Kalin, you starry-eyed, bombastic spinster, and Elaine Gonzalez, you cunning, transcendent sunset. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card is the Seven of Diamonds from the Jane Austen Tarot. Effort. Archery was a proper pastime for ladies and gentlemen who often became quiet good when they invest their time. Interesting. So, how do you guys feel about this deck? I don't know. I'm really struggling to see, if you're not into Jane Austen, I'm really struggling to see how to enjoy it otherwise, you know? All right, witches. Don't forget any books, decks, headline sources, anything we talk about can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Okay, bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.